Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. Can you get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane? No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Listening. This is the home of Chalk Mommy's radio show, Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. I do a lot of crazy shit on my show. I play a lot of good music, prank people, talk shit, have fun, make people laugh, entertain. Do what I do. I mean, I'm the hostess with the mostest, and I'm the hostess that would do shit that other hosts wouldn't even think about doing. So, you know, what I decided to do today is I'm going to play music and music and music, and I'm also going to play some hot-ass mixes from DJ A-Ron. This is going to be, like, so hot today. And Princess Nay will be running late, as usual. That's why I love her. She knows how to make an entrance. For those of you that missed the show last night, I went in again. When don't I go in? Got a couple of prank calls in. I swear, boy, online booty call will forever be a good look for me for thirsty-ass men. I had one dude, Sam Burke. You know how I do, I swear. I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm not. You know, I'm here to entertain and give the people what they want and whatnot. So before I start getting into my mixes, I'm going to play some individual songs. So I got to play Shorty is a Problem because I am a problem. For those of you that know me, y'all know that I am a motherfucking problem. I just got to find that shit. I'm like, I know y'all like, damn, every day you got to say you got to find something. But I do. I mean, it's not my fault. Y'all don't understand. I have tons of music. So with tons of music, it just comes with lots of other stuff that I have to come across and whatnot. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get into Shorty is a Problem, John Doe featuring Shorty Mac.
I'm addicted, I admit it, I can't help it, I
party in Bermuda. Wake up in the morning, hit the ocean, go scuba. Or maybe hit the scuba, sipping on the Lewis. And later that night, hit the spot up for hookah. Get back to the president, dealing with we secluded. On a private island where nobody can get to us. Baby, do the baddest, Trina. Show you the problem, cook, Tina.
Every time I see one good thing, the kitchen body and it's within. I'm addicted, I admit it, I can't help it, I can't. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, and I can't help it, no.
Got all my other girlfriends jealous. I don't even want to kick it with the fellas. She got my hand gone, cause I had run.
Shorty with this money, you can see I'm going local. She hotter than Diablo, she smiling like an angel. Sexy as hell in them Air Max bangles. Sell him a clock, he got a hell of a shot. Shorty, he's a winner, automatically got me. Manolo, you sexy, top it off with the Birkin bag. Shorty got class and something the girls will never have.
Every time I see you on 15, to kiss your body and sit with me. I'm addicted, I admit it, I can't help it, I can't. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, and I can't help it, no.
To be with her is what I prefer. She a problem, I know, but I don't care, no, no.
Damn, Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem. I guess that could be said about me and Princess Nay. We are some problems. Hey, Princess Nay.
Hi, Snookums. How are you, Sweetie Poo Poo?
I'm good. I was just drinking some Mountain Dew. You know, my morning, my afternoon soda. You know how I do. Need some carbonation. Girl,
you know,
I like how you just want to give
a preview
night
of what my drop was.
Oh, yes, yes.
Since I haven't sent it to you yet, then I'll tell you how it kind of went. You want to hear?
Yeah.
It says, "Hi, this is Princess Nay, your caramel co-host of Chocolate City Radio, and I am currently riding the chocolate wave with Chica and my girl Chalk Mommy.
Love you." Oh, you called on Chica. Oh my gosh. Chica is still hungry. I still ain't fucked yet, girl. Can you wait?
Down. Nobody shouted Chica out, and she was feeling ignored.
You know, I appreciate that. All these, you know what? Thank you so much, because I'm having such a bad day. Last night, yesterday, whatever happened, my BlackBerry blanked out. And the next thing you know, I fucking lost all my contacts except for the men. Like, the rapper, artist, networking people, the females, I lost all of them, but I kept the dick. Why did I keep the dick and I'm not fucking the dick? I don't understand.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of what?
The dick, if you're not using it.
Oh, no. I mean, that's 1,600 choices for me to choose from. So, I mean, about 5 out of the 1,600 got to be at least good for something.
Well, rank your top 3 out of the 1,600.
Girl, I don't even know all them bitches. Oh, I would have to go back and recategorize and look. And it's just one, NY Craig something. Girl, I swear, Lord, he is so fine. He posted a picture up in my group, Chocolate City Convo, on BBM. And, girl, my mouth got watery. Talk about a mouth-watering dick. I would say he has to be around at the top. It was just so pretty. I mean, it's big, but it was just pretty. I guess that's what you call a pretty big dick. I don't know. Oh, man, last night you missed it. The chat room was off the chain. They weren't saying that it was just crowded. Then the switchboard was off the chain.
Huh? It wouldn't let me log in last night.
You know what? It's doing some crazy shit because I'm trying to talk to people. They're not talking back. So I'm like, whatever. I just kept staying on Twitter. Girl, the artist came on. Then this chick out of Cali came on. Then, you know, Rob was on. We did prank calls last night. Man, I swear online booty call is going to be a winner every time. The dude said he wasn't looking for an online booty call. He was looking for a relationship. Hello?
Well, let me hear
online
it.
Booty call. Huh?
Let me hear it.
Oh, I didn't cut it up or anything like that. So that one is crazy because I played the CarMax salesman last night. People was laughing, and I got the dude to say burr.
That is always going to be a winner.
Yes. It is. You remember when that Spanish Delight dude called in and he was jacking his dick to burr, burr.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. I should be so ashamed of myself, but I'm not.
You should be.
I don't care. Oh, I got to play this song and, you know, I only seen a picture of Wale earlier this week. That motherfucker is so ugly. And
oh,
you know
wow.
How I feel about Rick Ross. Man, I seen it on my friend's magazine site or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, I had to tweet it. I just seen a picture of Wale. That motherfucker is so ugly. I'm like, shit, no wonder Rick Ross about to got all these ugly motherfuckers around. Wale gotta have deep pockets, or he has to have an animalistic dick. That's normally what happens with ugly people. Yeah, a lot of ugly men got big dicks, or they are heavy paymasters.
Well,
either way it goes,
that would have to. Because I doubt that he's endowed.
He's under endowed.
Like saying Rick Ross is endowed, and we know that that's not true.
He's endowed with the titties. So I'm going to play this song because I like the beat and I like Jeremiah. We need to see if we can get Jeremiah to ride the chocolate wave. Because that birthday sex, yes, I need some chocolate sex. Yes.
Every day is my birthday on that song.
I know, right? So here we go, The Way, Wale, Rick Ross, and Jeremiah.
Another day, another dollar. She hate me when I leave, cause when I leave, I never call her. That's light shit, ice shit. I could call you right quick, but if I call you, gon' be like, boo, why we haven't Skyped yet? And I Skype that you say, lay where my flight at. If I decline, then you inquire on where I spend my nights at. Shit, this life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women will sell they soul just to buy some attention. I need something to hold, fuck that passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions. Please. Fear what you don't know.
I don't recollect your name. Oh, baby, I don't know your name. Let me tell you that them heels really compliment you. But I know I won't forget her. And if love and hurt is wrong, then I just know I won't see heaven. She says she from Seattle, she's 20 and some change. Before I get to DIA, I'm sure to make her rain. Then I back up on my brain, Chi-Town, oh hit. We spent some time and get some wine, have some miles from Harold's. I told her this is overrated, but I love your city, baby. Gotta get back to the D. You know we finally famous. Driver, drop me off in Dallas. I'm headed to some money. TSA be laughing, all the rubbers in your luggage. I know I'ma always leave them, but I swear I always love them. Tell her you'll probably find someone, but you'll never find another.
Oh. I apologize, I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that the view really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how could we get that way?
Got on my suede shoes, I'm in a great mood. That baggage came away in this thing out of St. Louis.
Woo!
No, she shining bright. Got on my Cartier. She my Billie Jean. We menage with Mary Jane. See, we city hop, Vegas to LA. Brings a lot of joy. Bugatti boy, that's lane to lane. Our faucets used to drip. I used to ride the bench. But it was written in cursive for this king to exist. Pack the bags, now she live amongst entrepreneurs. Marv Jacob, the makeup, she Givenchy consumer. Gianni Versace connoisseur, a carnivore. Accountable for a half a million, uncounted for. Four.
Maybach.
That way, I need someone to make me feel, you know, that way you feel after you bust a big ass nut. Oh my God, yo, I swear, when I get some, I swear I'm gonna have that motherfucker saying bar. I'm gonna record that shit.
That's gonna be so funny.
And then I'm gonna be like, babe, I want you to, like, when you're fucking me, instead of saying all that other crazy shit, this is one of the times I'm gonna let you speak. I just want you to say, burr, why you fucking me? Like, this pussy feels so burr good. Man, while Gucci doing them 6 months, I'm about to take over and, you know, take it to another level. So when he get home, you know what I'm going to do for Gucci? I'm going to get him a t-shirt and I'm going to autograph it.
Or,
you know what, maybe just for shits and giggles, I should get somebody to design me a shirt of Gucci driving in a Hummer, and there's a chick in the door open, he pushing her out, like, burr, bitch.
You just don't do Gucci.
Do I? No. His stomach is a permanent muscle.
She just said no matter what you say, she wants him to poke her.
Huh?
She still wants Gucci Mane to poke her.
Who wants Gucci Mane to poke her?
Chica.
No, Chica, don't. No. Oh, my God. Okay. You know what? If
I'm
I
so
had a choice
it
to
took
fuck.
It took you that long to realize that's what I was saying.
Oh, you know what? I just had this crazy thought. If I had a choice to fuck either Rick Ross, Plies, or Gucci, who would I fuck?
nobody. Mm. You would just be celibate for the rest of your life.
I would just be right where I'm at right now, fuckless. Fuckless in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Big Cat Records is supposed to be here tonight.
Watch you?
You want to watch me?
I think, would you do that and let them watch you?
Nah, hell no. I don't know. My bank account might be fat because all the motherfuckers are some paymasters.
Yeah, if they told you they would pay you to do it in front of them, would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then what if they wanted to kiss it? Would you let them?
Do who?
If they wanted to kiss her, would you let them?
Hell no. All they hear on Rick Ross's face, Chica would break out because Chica is bald. Then Wale, all that ugliness, my shit would shut down. And with Gucci, his underbite might fuck up my clit. I don't know. Hell no.
The conversation
I stand a better chance of letting Walker fuck me, because isn't Young Dro the one that said he wanted to fuck this girl? He's on Twitter in her DM. He was like he wanted to have a threesome with her and Walker because he heard Walker had a big dick. Now, if
another
nigga being a Young Dro.
Oh, wow. Wow. So he like that?
Girl, he do live in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta niggas are suspect. That's why
they all damn low.
I import dick. Like, yo, I ain't really trying to fuck with a motherfucker that's a native of Atlanta, because you just never know. That's why I like to bring my dick with me or have my dick come from somewhere else, and we just get up at the hotel and we go out, eat, and, you know, do what we're going to do. No disrespect to Atlanta. I mean, like, I've met a lot of gay guys when I was there. Yeah, that last month, and they are just, like, so honest and, like, so fun and everything like that. I personally just don't want no dick that y'all have had. Not saying, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure all gay men have had dick that pussy has had or whatever. And, you know, to each his own. I don't knock the hustle or anything like that, because sometimes that shit is kind of funny to me. But me personally, I just want to be safe, and the same way I walked in is the same way I want to walk out. You know what I mean? So, ladies, if your dude is always wanting to fuck you in the ass, you need to ask yourself, is it because his dick is really too small, or he been hanging out with the wrong crowd? And if he's in Atlanta, maybe he's been going to Eddie Long's church. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
He probably has. He's
so,
taking
I mean,
it in the booty his own self.
I
just feel
I
like
fucked in the ass. I ain't even lying.
I do too. I like
the ass.
It. But, you know, it's
only
when I say that I want it done. He don't ask me to do that.
Well, let me ask you this. Like for me, it's like I like to be in the missionary style starting out, because it's easier for it to go in, or I like to lay on my side. But I'm not about to toot it and boot it and let that motherfucker go in that way. Unless he's small. So, because, you know, that shit hurt at first. But then
what you do is you started out missionary and then you just flip over.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you start out missionary, and then you flip over.
Oh, that makes sense. I don't know. I ain't going to say I'm going to try that tonight, but
try it with the elephant, and then, you know. Yeah.
The elephant?
Yeah.
Burr. Oh, the elephant. So what's the difference between the elephant and the bullet?
The elephant is bigger. The elephant is big, and it has, like, this little elephant on top of it that has this elephant trunk that hits on the clit. But it's got, like, a real dick that penetrates you. The disc portion of it actually vibrates when it's on the inside of you, and it spins, but then it has the little elephant with the trunk on the top of it that actually hits the clit and vibrates while it's hitting the clit. It's really nice.
Oh, but with that being said, then, with
you
that being said, guys, my, with that, who in the hell needs a man set?
You don't. That's why I told you I would send you the elephant.
Oh, Lord, you're about to become public enemy number one for all male species.
Yes, they need to get them a pretty pink elephant. That's what they need. And then there's one called the dolphin that even has, it does like the flip tail of the dolphin. You know, on the inside of you, it goes up and down like that.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, and then it has like the bill of the dolphin at the top where the elephant trunk is that hits the clit. It has the bill of the dolphin that hits the clit. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. With that, shit, life for normal fucking may be over. No wonder men can't stand for women to use dildos.
Mm-hmm. It's not your average dealy.
Oh, I got Rob is on the line from Miami. I'm sure he has something to say, that nothing can replace the feeling of his dick because he's a man. God created man to fuck us. No, God created man to do what the fuck we tell y'all to.
that's the word of the day. That's the quote of the day.
Who is that?
No, the quote. That's Rob from last night.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm fine, ladies. How you guys doing this morning?
We're
well,
good.
This afternoon.
I'm sorry I had to cut it short last night, but you know I had to go take care of kids.
Oh, no, I understand.
We understand.
I totally understand.
We understand.
And then I had to go take care of me.
I don't understand. You take care of yourself, damn it. Somebody needs to take care of me.
I told you I was going to send you one, sissy. And then
she will
love me for life, baby.
Okay, well, you need to go ahead and handle that because
Chica will forever be in my debt after this.
Ooh, you know what?
For real.
I got a surprise because, you know, I've been asking DJs for mixes and stuff like that. Girl, I got some hot-ass mixes today, and we always play a variety of different things. So I thought today's going to be one of them throwback classic days, and he even gave my slow mixes a name. Guess what he called them?
What?
Chocolate panties.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to have a chocolate panties. And you know what? That's going to be the name of my boy short line, too, chocolate panties. But, yeah, chocolate panties is when we slow it down, girl. So, I ain't gonna give y'all that just yet because that girl, when I was listening to the mixes last night before the show, I was so fucking crunk. I swear, if I didn't have a guest coming on last night, I would have played the mixes. It's like some shit that just be like, oh, my goodness. Even though old school ones are hot. Like, ooh. So I'm playing one for y'all just to give y'all a little taste. So, Rob, please contain yourself. Don't be over there doing the running man and the centipede and all that shit.
Not like he's already doing all that.
I try not to, but I hold myself back.
Man, okay, you know what? Here we go with this bullshit. Like, I know I put them on here somewhere.
Here we go again.
I found it, girl. So here comes the first mix. So y'all go ahead and sit back, get y'all something to drink.
Rob, will you come hold me while we listen to the mix, please?
Of course. I'm going to be here.
I don't need you to, like, do anything else, because I'm going to play with my elephant while you hold me, okay?
You handle that.
Ooh, so here we go. The old school mix, part one.
Yeah.
Yo, check this out. Sit down. The lesson begins now.
It's DJ A-Rod.
In the mix, y'all.
Yeah. out.
Sit down. The lesson begins now.
DJ A-Rod.
In the mix, y'all.
I'm running things. Wow, that was the first one. How was y'all liking that shit? Hell, when he hit that Candy Rain, oh my God, yo, that was like one of my all-time favorite songs. And you know, freak like me, woo, yeah.
Now, you know, it's ironic that you play that song. That's so for real because I'm actually booking them. I'm actually one of their exclusive booking agents.
Are you really?
Yep,
so why
really,
y'all book that Florida?
They're back in Atlanta doing their thing. They're all grown up now. They got new music and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, since they all grown, they need to bring their grown ass on the chocolate way so I can go ahead and break them in, and then they'll be officially grown.
We can definitely make that happen.
And then I can play with their promoter.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
Need to be in the pink elephant.
Yes, he looks like a team player, Nay.
Look, you heard me talk. Me, Chica, and the pink elephant. And you know what Chica said? That means Chalk got to be there, too.
Oh, gosh. See?
I'm just there observing, making sure she effectively uses the elephant to its full potential.
You know what? Forget y'all. I'm not gonna give y'all no chocolate panties just yet. I'm going to give y'all something else.
Why are you playing with my emotions?
Oh, I'm playing with your emotions?
Yes. Why are you playing with my emotions?
Oh, I'm playing with your emotions. I'm playing with your emotions, let me go ahead and really play with your emotions.
It'd been nice if you were playing with something else.
She does that already for me. I don't know about you, though, Rob.
What's
I guess
that?
She loves me a little more than you. She plays with more than just my emotions. But, you know, she may not like you like that. Or maybe she's just afraid that your equipment won't work effectively and efficiently.
Oh, my equipment is on point, but I actually was talking about playing with something on you.
Some things are better left not said, said and discussed on Chocolate City Radio.
No,
stays between me and Chuck.
This is a forum for everything. Nothing is off limits.
You know what, Princess Nay?
Yes, sweetheart.
He is really going in. So, you know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna give you a nice song.
Well, let me give my PSA first. You know, the reason... Hold on just a second, because I had an intruder in my room. Close my door. Dang.
Uh-oh.
The reason that my chocolate mommy always comes on talking about how she's not getting any dick and Chica is dick deprived is because Chica hasn't been playing with dick lately. She's been playing a lot more with some kitty cats, so she don't really need dick. But I just wanted to let y'all know that Chica really is not as deprived as the chocolate mommy says. And it's really finally time that we let that kitty cat out of the bag.
You know what? I kinda figured that, but you know what I'm saying?
So, Chuck, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I had to tell them the truth and let them know.
Oh, my gosh.
And we love the truth.
Chocolate and caramel definitely makes an awesome pair. We work well together.
And the two
we are edibly. When the two combine, we are truly edibly delicious.
Oh, my gosh. So, with that being said, I dedicate this song right here to Princess Nay. And her elephant, and Chica, and me, and to Rob as a spectator.
kissing you while I whisper, shawty, how it feel. Let your mind wonder, oh, you thinking dirty. I was thinking you can't rob me, Miss Kentucky Derby. I dream about it, let's take advantage. My body on your body, hope that you can manage. Got a moaning, damn it, feels good. Pulling on that head to let her know I'm still hood. Damn right, serve her the real. Bitch, you're the ace, bet you that she know the deal.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in. And tell me, why would we just think about it?
If you understand, I got it.
Thinking me body to body, body to body.
I don't mean to rush it, girl, but we should be
body to body, body to body, body to body, body.
So quit the contemplating, skip this conversation. By the way, you writing on your lip just gave me confirmation. What's that Chanel 5? Very sexy fragrance. Are those your real eyes? Can tell you're partially Asian. Better know your body got me focused. I'm just so sedated. And I guarantee I do you better than your past or latest. Body to body. Where does the sign it? Said if I hit the spot that I'll make it tsunami. Change up the sheets. No time to sleep. Ask her what she thinking. She replied that I'm a beast. Yeah, she replied that I'm a beast. Got it locked between the sheets and even in the street.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in, yeah. And tell me, why would we just think about it?
You wanna stand up, got it.
Thinking me body to body, body to body. Tattoo. I'm pulling your hair, you scream my name. Call me daddy, baby, I got you. You get in your bed and lay down, down, down. Girl, are you ready? Cause I'm gonna want you baby down, down, down. Right now. You fucking with a real freak. Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause I know I wanna get it in. Girl, you know that I wanna vibe with you.
Public got to say about Chris Brown, that motherfucker can sing a nut up out of me any day. If that motherfucker want to beat a nut up out of me any day, come beat the pussy up, nigga. Don't worry, I ain't going to call the law. I ain't going to listen to Oprah fucked up ass that's only fucking Stedman and Gayle trying to be like, oh, he beat me. No, he beat the pussy up. That's what he did.
All right, gang.
Then I rolled over and oh my God. Oh, I got to give a shout out to Tip Drill Magazine. They in the chat room listening. I love my listeners. I love my supporters. And then LOTL Radio the Quiet. Oh, I hope he's not too quiet. She not too quiet. I love.
I asked him a question. And he has yet to answer my question.
Girl, he might just be mesmerized.
Quiet, it's body to body, getting it in.
Oh. See, that body to body is so, man, I don't even look at Ace Hood as being like semi cute. You know what I'm saying? He went from butt-ass ugly to being semi-cute. Like, when I hear that song, I just hear him and Chris Brown and that song, and I need somebody to body. That's what I need. I need somebody to body. You know what I'm saying?
I told you, Chris Brown can get it. He can so enough get it.
Man, just the way he dance lets you know he gonna break your pussy off something proper.
Mm-hmm.
So just picture this. Me and my felony head game and Chris Brown and his dancing ass. That will make for some motherfucking sold out events right there.
Where do I come in at?
You're going to be on the stage commentating. Because, you know, if I suck his dick first and make him nut, because, you know, I swallow to the end, it ain't nothing left for him to do. So his best bet would be is to do a flip off the stage and jump in my pussy. Because if I put my mouth on him first, like, my head is like Kryptonite and Superman. It's a wrap. It is a fucking wrap. You know what I mean? That's all I'm just saying. So with that, I'm going to give y'all some chocolate panties. Yeah, I know people like chocolate panties. See, that's what happens when you come into my show late. You never know what the fuck going to happen. But, okay, now, what the hell is it? Okay, here we go. Chocolate panties.
This is the man.
DJ A-Rod.
In the mix, y'all.
know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you.
Come on. I want to know all I want to know.
I can have what's up in no jeans. Baby, can I have what's up in no jeans?
Don't get along.
Turn me on.
lesson begins now.
It's DJ A-Rod.
In the mix, y'all.
Now, if that don't make you want to go out and fuck something, I don't know what does. That, ooh, mm. Chocolate panties. Woo! Yeah. Mm.
What about those of us who don't wear panties? Then what do we call it?
Mm. Caramel lips.
Yeah, that works for me.
Y'all jamming over there, huh, ladies?
Yes,
well,
always.
What did he say?
Always. He said, we jamming over here. Thanks to DJ A-Rod. Like, whoo, man, he is going in. Like, this is what Saturday was
about.
That's our DJ. I can't help that. I couldn't resist. I cannot resist that one. Y'all should know.
She just had a flashback of how I made her say her last name. That's all.
She ain't tell y'all I had them legs up in the air like Lamborghini doors, but it's okay. It's okay. I understand.
Say it again.
Nothing's better than chocolate milk besides caramel milk.
Oh,
wait.
All right.
Slurp.
Tips real messy.
No,
thanks for the shout out.
My bad, Rob. Rob, we're going to give you something one day. Hey, Bob. We're going to give you something one day.
Okay, I'm on my and I'm patiently waiting for that one day, too.
Yeah, I'm still holding on to this goodness. That's what I'm doing. I did just send out a tweet saying I need somebody to body, so we're going to see what happens. You know what I mean? Be like, ooh, body to body, I'm already ready
to
ride.
And have some fun.
Say, you get in the tub and have some fun, and I'm going to sit here and be miserable because I haven't got any of my toys yet, so I can't play.
Wow.
You know, so I'll think of something. You know, maybe my fingers or something.
Or
I'm not quite
face.
Sure. Oh, yes. Yes, that face, and I get some ATM. You know what I mean? I get to give somebody some ATM. So I'm trying to think, do I want to go to the new school? Do I want to go back to the old school? Or do y'all want some more chocolate panties? What do y'all want?
Chocolate panties.
But ladies, I'm going to have to let y'all go for now because I'm about to take my son to the movies.
Oh, enjoy your daddy time.
You just moved to Little Rob.
Okay.
Yes, he just moved to the top of the waiting list. You're number 25 instead of 50. Keep it up.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Okay.
Bye. All right.
All right.
So you want more chocolate panties too, Princess Nate?
Caramel lips.
Okay, here we go.
Attention, y'all better recognize.
DJ A-Rod.
It's on the set, you heard?
I think I love you, but don't let me get in the way. Don't let me stop you, girl, from doing your thing. Cause I don't deserve you, no. I don't wanna hurt you, play with your mind. Have you running in circles?
beauty meet. And don't mislead you, love's free. But treat it wrong and pay the price, get down on one knee. That bitch gon' leave with half your life, man, believe me. I ain't gon' feed you bad advice, slippin' easy. So don't forget to strap up tight. I'd be selfish if I kept you so. I love you enough to let you go. Cause on the other hand, I couldn't take it. If I put all I got in you and someone got you naked. You work hard for money, but it's harder when you make it. These chicks coming fast, here's your heart before I break it.
I think I love you. Don't let me get in the way.
It seems like you're ready.
Seems like you're ready.
Motherfuckers will clown you.
They will embarrass you. They will call your mama and your grandma and let them listen to you sound like a motherfucking fool. Like, really.
I want to prank somebody.
Huh?
I want to do the prank call.
Oh, shit. Do you have a number?
I don't have a number, but everybody that I would have a number for would know my voice.
Okay, let me find my booty call notebook. No, not my booty call, but on my booty call, motherfuckers. Like, no. No. Let me see here. Let me go through my books, my numbers here, because we have numbers that people be calling and giving me, but, you know, we can't never seem to find anybody home. Okay, now, there's this guy from New Jersey or something. His name is Eric, and his friends don't think that he's getting any pussy because he's always looking at pornos and stuff like that. So my thing is, would you like for me to call Eric so you can prank call him?
Yeah, what are we going to prank call him about? They said they don't think he's getting any?
Nah, because he's always looking at porn and everything like that. They don't never hear him talking about a chick coming over or nothing.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to do a chocolate fantasy prank call. And let me see. Let me get back to his number because I was flipping through. Here it is. Oh, no.
Where would I have met him at? Or would I, like, seen more on the internet or something? Or what?
Just see, say, you saw him with, Jamari. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Or, just say Jay.
Where?
But I don't know what this motherfucker looks like because he ain't give me no description or anything like that. It is that he always
well,
be with
me. So maybe I can go Google somewhere or something.
Yeah.
I'll just say I got
it.
What
does he do? Jay is a rapper.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah,
okay.
You can say.
What's his name?
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is go ahead and dial a number and put myself on mute because I know I'm going to be laughing like hell. So hopefully he'll answer the phone because one time we did try to call him, he didn't. So here we go.
What?
I said the one time we did try to call, he didn't answer. I called his house phone and his cell phone, so I'm going to call the cell phone. So we've never
What's
had him. Eric.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here we go. 4194. So here we go.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, I have myself on mute. He ain't answer. I'm bugging.
That nigga. That makes me sick.
I know, right? So I have another one. You met him on online booty call.
Okay.
His name is Jeremiah, and just give him some kind of crazy profile name and tell him that he left his number on your profile and you just checked your messages last night.
Okay.
All right, so he's in the picture he has on a suit with a collar and stuff like that. He was like an old nerdy paymaster type.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead. This will be better.
Okay. Let's see. 4, 5, 9, 4, 2, 4, too fun. Now remember, his name is Jeremiah.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak with Jeremiah, please?
May I ask who is speaking?
Yes, my name is Carmel Silk, and I actually met you on an online website. You left your number on my profile, and I was trying to get in contact with him. Is he available right now?
Yeah, this is him, but I'm at work right now. I get off at 5 o'clock.
Well, is it possible that I can call you back? Because, you know, I would love to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, you can call me back at any time after 5 would be fine.
Okay. Well, will you make sure that you're available? Because, you know, the site that I got your number off of was Online Booty Call, and I was really in the mood for, like, some tempting foam sex, at least to start it off. But
okay.
You're not available. But if,
okay,
you know, if you might like step into the bathroom or something right now, then that would be even better. You know, just the thought of knowing that you're at work and I'm in the tub and got my toy ready just so that I could talk to you and you can kind of, like, talk me through it.
Okay. But I can call you when I get off. I'm at work now.
You sure you can't go into the bathroom, Jeremiah, for a little while?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Yeah. Well, I guess I will just have to call you back later after 5.
Okay.
So just make sure you answer
right
when I call you, okay? Bye.
Okay. All right, bye. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. Normal man would have went in a bathroom and been like, shit, you trying to what? You met me
you
on
know?
Oh, and you know what's funny is when you tell a motherfucker, I met you on Online Booty Call, it don't be no shame in their fucking game. It's like they don't even try to be like, you sure with me? Like, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, matter of fact, let me go back on Online Booty Call and see what other numbers I can get, because this is the easiest, like, this is going to be, like, the easiest shit to do. So while I'm looking up numbers and whatnot, we have a call, a shout-out to I Am Pressure from Twitter. They're on the line listening. They got that 770 number, so I see ATL or what. We're going to just say ATL, because ATL could either be 678-404-770. We're just going to get them a big shout-out. So I'm going to play, what the hell am I going to play?
Give them motivation.
Give them motivation? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and play Caramel City High Remix, Throwback Classic.
Football games, I wouldn't mind being an actress, but I love to sing. I like going out, taking walks and stuff. I don't remember many girls, cause they talk too much. I enjoy crying nights at home, the girl I'm next to you. Though I ain't a virgin, that don't mean I'm having sex with you. Tell me
Baby girl, don't you know you a star? See, we could take a little trip to Mi Casa, spend the night popping Chris in the hot tub. See, I ain't never seen no girl like you. Every sexy little thing you do. Five, five brown eyes with your thick thighs. Every time I see your smile, got me hypnotized.
EVE is how a thorough bitch supposed to be. Hate the thirsty type, can't even get close to me. That's why I got my own stack, daddy, how it's supposed to be. I ain't about the gang playing and gift chasing. All that front and daddy, please, we both big facing. All the things I want, I got. Forget me not, just from my stance. Why you staring at me, got you hot. Not too many, it's like a one of a kind. I mean, even the bitch like a, she just a dime. Not impressed by your crisp popping. Cause if you what I like, end of the night, we gon' be lip locking. But only if I choose to. I don't fall in love easily. Give you the blues, boo. I had you sitting round misty eye. Caramel, get them all the time. Hot in the city high.
Caramel, the remix from City High. That is Princess Nay's song right there. Oh, girl, I'm going through my damn book because motherfuckers don't leave me numbers like that. I guess because I don't talk, and I guess I would have to say hi. You know what? That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to be like, hi, send them some little text messages on the site and be like, oh, I need your number. Then they'll sit there and give it to me or whatever. Actually, I'm trying to think here. I got to go through my damn book because I got shit. It's not organized. It's like shit all over the place. I know that's bad. That's real bad. Who the hell is this for, man? I got numbers in here with no damn name. I feel like a dude, like, all these damn numbers and nothing to do with them. But, oh, well, it'll be all right. So what I'm going to do is, Mrs. Nay, your phone is always breaking up. So what I'm going to do is, it's this one, I want to say Stite or something, I'll get him Tuesday. I'll, like, send him some messages and shit like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play my other old school mix by DJ Aaron. I swear, yo, this fucking music got my ass wanting to fuck, and it got me wanting to go to the club tonight. So how about I fuck, go to the club, then come back home and fuck again, and then I'll get everything out my system at one time, and then I'll feel a lot better. So what I'm going to do is find this damn remix and get it popping. So here we go. Now, where the hell is it? I swear, man, I cannot I be having the hardest time keeping my damn shit together. I know y'all's like, but you're a radio show host. That don't mean shit. We have problems, too. Here we go. Old School Mix Part 2.
Fix your face and pay attention. Y'all better recognize.
DJ A-Rod.
It's on the set.
Some
you're
trying to rhyme, but they can't rhyme like this. Some of them trying to rhyme, but they can't rhyme like this. Some of them trying to rhyme, but they can't rhyme like this. Some of them trying to rhyme, but they can't.
Yeah.
they might say they're down to paint the town red tonight. Look in the closet and pull out the hype gear. Hook up the high top fade and I'm out of here. To a disco or a party of some kind. Hope that I would find myself a good time. Before I'm through and the night is done, man, I'm gonna have fun.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Dropping the newest joints in your dome. I'm acapella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Feel good. Yeah.
Yo, respect the talent.
It's DJ A-Rod.
Dropping the newest joints in your dome.
Respecting it. So basically, I'm waiting for some information to come because one of our callers has a bestie. My laptop is acting real stupid. I don't know what the fuck wrong with Roadrun. It's supposed to be like the fastest service there is. But, oh, shit. Her bestie is like, he's cute, Nay. I'm about to send you this picture because this is who we going to prank. I guess if I can get the information in the next 2-3 minutes, we'd be good. Princess, I'm putting it in the chat room. Oh, shit. Can y'all hear me? Did I take myself off mute? Okay, yeah. All right. Oh, shit. Princess, I had you on mute. My bad, honey.
Why did you have me on mute, you crackhead?
Now, because when you had called, when your call dropped and you called back in or whatever.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, so we're about to get him. Okay.
Why
he didn't even send me.
Him? What's he been doing?
Because he think he a model and I said, I guess he one of them dudes that think he all that.
Woo. I'm going to tell him that I'm with I'm one of Tyra Banks' assistants, and we're thinking about doing an America's Next Top Model for Men. And we saw his bio, and we were interested in booking him to try out for the show.
Yeah, you saw his picture on Facebook, because that picture is on Facebook. Precious, what's his name?
I don't know, dude. What's his name? What is it?
It's the person on the phone. It's their bestie. Okay, I'm bringing them in. 885, you're on the air.
Yo.
Hey.
Hello? What's up?
Hello? How you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm fine.
What's his name? That's what's up. Yeah, this is my homie, man. He's fooling himself. He thinks he's guys get the women. So he, like, just posted all these pictures on Facebook of him. Like, he did a whole photo shoot. But his name is Brian Nichols.
Send me his Facebook link, his actual link, because I'm getting ready to find him on there.
Yeah, all the time. He's good. He's single. He's good people.
No,
he's just a funny dude.
After he hear this call, boy, I don't know how long y'all gonna remain bestie.
Nah, you already know we get each other all the time. So.
Oh shit, Princess Nate, let me know when you ready. Like,
hold on.
Did you get the number through your DM?
Uh-huh. Yep, I have it ready. When she says she's ready for the call, then I'm going to call him.
What's his name?
Brian.
Yeah. What's the last name?
Nichols.
N-I-C-H-O-L.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's trying to look him up on Facebook.
Of course I am. Okay, now the only ones I see are like Booty Ugly, so hold on. Is that his name on Facebook too? Hold on, let me double check. It should be. I don't think he got aliases like that.
Or I'm pressure, just send me the link on on Twitter, and then I can put it in the chat room and she'll snatch it.
I mean, yeah, that would be smart, man.
Yeah.
Let me go on and do that.
Well, I love pranking men. This should be so funny.
Isn't it awesome? Yeah, and I owe him anyway, so.
Well, we going to get him for you, baby. It's okay.
Good.
Get him.
So he be cock blocking like, oh, no. Yeah.
That's not good, Brian. You cannot cock block in the world.
No.
It's meant for you to have it, and it'll come back to you.
That's what he be telling me or whatever, too.
What he say?
He says, may the best man win, because, you know, I'm going after the same chicks that he go after. So
I figured as much. That's why I just said there's enough pussy out there for everybody.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. He's just hating.
I'm going to have to record one of these competition outings. And okay, commentator. Like, we have Brian in this corner, and we have Pressure in this corner. Let's see who wins. Oh, shit.
Pressure bus pipes. I've never heard anything about Brian.
Yeah, but he's attracted to lesbians, so most of the time I end up winning. So
that's what's up.
Of course.
Okay, Nate, I'm getting ready to give you the, and then hold on, I gotta click on it. Oh my god, I'm hating my damn, I am hating my computer right now. Nay, my computer is tripping, it's not letting me click on the link.
You better copy the link. And paste it in the room.
It's long. It's a long link. So, hold on.
I'm about to get pissed off like a motherfucker, man.
Okay, no
more. You know, it's a rare occasion that I actually really want to do a freaking prank call.
Oh, I already know. And, you know, my switchboard will disappear in like 11 minutes. So, here goes the link. Damn it. What the fuck is wrong with my shit today?
I don't know. They're going to drought just because she's going to drought and everything going to shut down and not work right.
You know what?
Pressure, can you please go kiss on Chica for Chalk so she can get right?
Man, y'all going to leave Chica in the drought alone, all right? Because I am going to go do my hair today and I'm going to go
direction,
out.
Direction, Pressure. She looking at something. She looking to be sticked.
At this point in life, I just need to bust. I don't give a fuck how I bust. I just need to bust because I'm starting to get bumps on my face. So
that's not a good look.
Dang. Okay.
Clear now.
Come on
now. I know. This is her sign for help.
Oh, my God, yo. Why am I using fucking Chrome? This shit is, like, really working my nerves. I don't like Mozilla.
You're working my nerves.
Okay, my browser has frozen.
She cannot work, and the browser not working, and she got acne. Wow.
See, all that porn you've been watching to gain you a virus. Like, you,
I don't watch that porn.
No, it's not
porn. I've been waiting for Princess May to send me pictures. I don't have any porn to look at. I just work all the time. Like, real talk. This is crazy. Because my shit is really frozen. The Chrome is, like, unresponsive, which is not good.
Wow,
okay, hold on. Now it's wanting to act right. Fucking retard.
I'm frustrated. And I don't mean
I'm
sexually frustrated.
Okay, Princess Nate is not working. It's not working here. I'm going to,
Well, fine, Chocolate Mom, you do the call. But somebody's getting prank called today.
Yeah, somebody got to get caught.
Okay, Shanae, I just sent you the, whatchamacallit. Okay, man, this is crazy. Let me see if I can, okay. All right, now, let me know.
Oh, found him.
You did?
Yeah, I got
okay,
it.
Okay, so.
You sent it to me on Twitter.
Let me know when you're ready for me to hit dial, because, you know, the phone shit is gonna disappear, and this fucking shit is like, okay, I gotta go to a different browser. I gotta go to Mozilla really quick.
You about to piss me off? I'm falling for divorce.
Because my Chrome keeps Oh my god, this is some fucking bullshit.
I'm Tasha, why are you not following me?
I'm not.
Not that I'm aware of.
But
you need to resolve that issue expeditiously. Please and thank you.
The
princess has smoking.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You in there. You are officially being followed.
Thank you.
You already know.
Thank you.
I cannot get, man, this shit is fucking crazy. Like, what in the fuck?
I'm just going to have to divorce you. I'm not giving you any more caramel kisses.
Man, it's not me. It's the fucking internet. It's not me. My cable and shit is working.
I am, like, not giving you any more.
Yeah, maybe you might need to try the wire. I don't know.
I was way clear.
She is on straight punishment now. No more caramel kisses for you.
Like, I'm really going to have to restart my computer because ain't no browser working. Everything is fucking froze, yo.
Mm-mm-mm.
Princess Nay, are you logged in as a co-host?
No, I'm just logged in into my account, not yours.
Oh, man. Damn it. I'm waiting for my computer to come back up. The switchboard is going to be gone.
Yeah. Oh, my feelings are so hurt. I have my toy out and everything.
No, I mean, don't, because, you know, there's always Tuesday. I mean, we always go through this bullshit on fucking Blog Talk. That's why I'm getting a divorce and I'm doing
these. Saturday, I'm going to, on Tuesday, that I'm going to be in the mood to do this, because, you know, that comes, that's few and far between, that I just decided that I'm in the mood to do a fantasy prank call, you know.
Oh, just keep looking at the pictures. Keep looking at the pictures.
He ain't, but he's cute, but he ain't all that. He's not that type. I mean, I can
even more reason for you to prank his ass.
No, he looked kind of deformed with that pouch at the bottom that he's kind of thinking is sexy, but no, I'm good. I'm good.
Look,
kind of looks like a
moose. Oh, my gosh. I'm waiting for my computer to come back up. This is so fucking crazy. Oh, I see Rob before.
Princess Nate said he is not that fine.
And then he going to pull out his dick, and then he might become fine. But, oh!
I'll tell Pressure to pull hers out and measure him, and I'll bet you hers will be bigger.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
There it is.
What?
There it is.
There what is?
Okay, it's coming back up, though.
You found them?
She found
them,
but I'm
right here.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for my system to come back up because we got like.
I mean,
four
I can't
minutes.
Send him an invite on Facebook like I almost did. I'm like, oh yeah, be smart about this, girl. Don't send that fool no invite. My bad. Because I almost did. I almost did. Father's Day. He made babies. How old is he?
Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy. I apologize for this, listeners. It's not my fault. I pay my bill. My internet is working. It's fucking my browser. I was on Google Chrome. Mozilla Firefox ain't that much better, and I don't fuck with Internet Explorer, so.
He looks better with clothes on.
You said he looked better. He looked better with clothes on.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he thinks he does it. Then all them girls blew his head up, telling him he should be a model, commenting on the pic. So.
Now he thinks he's a model. Oh wow, this is going to be so kind of fun.
Okay, I'm trying to. Okay. All right, and then let me go to the tweet that I can get the number off. Oh, my gosh. I am running against time here.
Yep. music. I mean, wow, we could have been listening to something.
What is the number? I got the area code. Just give me the last seven. Won't nobody know what the area code is.
Hold on. Let me go to my contacts.
Make them say burr.
Okay, it is.
Oh, no, I got it. Okay, now I'm calling now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What? It says call failed, not answered. The hell?
That's because it's too close to time for the switchboard to close.
Okay, 919-2390. Okay,
0. Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. Brian Nichols, please.
Mr.
Hi, Brian. You don't know me, but my name is Sue Rhodes. And I am one of the assistants for Ms. Tyra Banks, and I'm calling you in regards to a new modeling company that she's establishing, and the theme of it is going to be kind of like a men's version of America's Top Model, and the way that we've been seeking out our candidates have been from various Facebook profiles, and your profile was one of the ones that was selected to try out for our men's version of America's Next Top Model. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Is this like for real or a prank call?
No, this is for real. I'm sorry. I don't really do prank calls. But
how do you get my phone number?
You know? Hmm?
How do you get a phone number?
Well, all we had to do was contact some of your friends that were affiliated with you on Facebook. And then your phone number was listed on the profile also. So we did.
What number on my profile? I need to check that.
Pardon?
I said my number's on my profile. I need to check that.
Yeah, your number is actually listed on your profile because that's the way we got it. Because
okay.
For those of them whose numbers were not listed on the profile, we just went past them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But is that something that sounds as if it would be interesting to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, one of my questions would be, you know, because I got the opportunity to check out your pictures myself, and I did. I do have to admit that you were quite sexy. So I know that if I found you to be sexy, then a lot of other young females would find you sexy as well. So do you think that you would be able to contain yourself? Because I know that a lot of people, when they get overwhelmed with attention and pussy is coming at them from all different directions, they don't really know how to handle themselves. And, you know, there is a certain stature that you would have to uphold yourself to being one of the recipients for the title of the male version of America's Next Top Model. Do you think you can handle that?
Yeah, I can handle that.
I mean, handle it as in not poking all the pussy that's coming your way, but handle it in a dignified way.
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Oh, you mean to tell me that you get a lot of pussy thrown at you?
Yeah.
Well, the difference in the mediocre pussy that you may get thrown your way now would be that the pussy that comes from the California area is upscale. These are classy ladies with a lot of money that are willing to pay you a lot for pussy. I mean, because, you know, when I saw your pictures, I was like, oh, hell yeah, he's one of those that I would be willing to pay, like, $1,500 or more to give me a little something. Because, I mean, I looked at your pictures and I was like, damn, look at those abs on him. You know, I would like to have his body up against my body. But, you know, then I had to reel it in and realize that this is supposed to be all about professionalism and keep it straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm. So, again, my question is, if they're offering you, like, a lot of money, do you think that you could handle it and say no?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
So if I told you that I was willing to pay you $1,500 to lay it to me, to beat my back out, to fuck me like I've never been fucked before, you would tell me no?
I mean, it depends if I like you from the get-go. Like, I may well fuck you for free, but if you give me $1,500, I mean, that's a bonus.
You know, I would never make you do it for free because even pussy don't come for free. At the end of the day, you had to pay something to get it. Whether it's your time, whether it's money, whether it's a dinner or something, you know, it's all about a money-making business. And so, I mean, I would be willing to pay you $1,500 plus and then guarantee you a spot on the show if you felt like you could lay it to me like I hadn't had it laid to me in a very long time. I mean, I wouldn't even make you, like, give it to me like that. We could just do some phone sex from the get-go.
Okay, what's your name again?
Sue.
Sue, okay.
Sue Rose, Suerose, with affiliation of Miss Tyra Banks, but, you know, the sex part has nothing to do with her. Sorry. And actually, if she found out about that, it could actually cost me my job. So I'd really prefer that when you talk to them that you don't even mention this portion. This is just for selfish gain. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, how about you send me some pictures of yourself, and then we go from there?
You want me to send you pictures of myself? Now, I have no problems
yeah.
with that.
Okay.
You want me to send it to you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on just a second. Mm. Okay, what email address do you want me to send it to?
What email or my email?
Hold on.
Damn.
Well, what's wrong?
I'm getting dressed to go to a football game.
Okay. Really?
To wear.
Well, you know, if we're about to have us a good time, then you don't really need any pants on. I'm
nah,
serious.
I gotta set an example for her.
You have what?
You know, I am wild. You know what I'm saying? I do have a son.
You have a son?
Yeah, he's 11.
Oh, wow. You brought in kids, and that just kind of made it dry up instantly. And... okay, I have your number listed on your profile, but I don't have an email address listed on here, so you'll have to give it to me, sweetie.
B_NIT2000@yahoo.com.
Shower black.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Black or blue? Say one of
what?
The black or blue? Say one of the colors.
Black?
Okay, I'm wearing black.
Oh, wow, really?
You just picked on what colors I was wearing, and I couldn't decide. So that's why I told you to pick black or blue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm back on this trying to send you a picture, because even if I send you a picture, it still shouldn't stop you from having some tempting phone sex right now before you go to the game. I mean, wouldn't you like to relieve a little bit of pressure before you leave out?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You with it? Huh?
I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
What you mean you good? You mean that you get so much pussy coming your way that you don't need to relieve any pressure because you don't have any pressure built up?
I mean, no. Actually, I mean, I work a lot, so.
You work a lot.
Yeah, I don't fuck like that. I'm not telling you my personal business. I don't even know you.
Well, do you eat pussy at all?
It's a country boy for you. Do you fuck dick? I'm 30 years old. Of course I
ate
pussy.
I
mean, you that old, you ain't never had oral sex. That's a problem.
I know, right? I mean, of course I fuck dick. I fuck dick. I lick ass. I do all that if I want it.
Yeah, I
do. Hell yeah. That's what gets me excited. You know, because I'm sitting here looking at this picture, and all I see is, like, the top portion of what I would like to see. But, you know, you just give me enough hair to tease me a little bit. But not enough to show me what it is that you actually working with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So mentally, all I can think about of is what it would be like to put my tongue on the tip of the head and to see exactly how far the head goes down the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, see what it would feel like to have it. The head touch the back of my throat since I don't have a gag reflex. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be nice.
It
and
would
that comes
be nice.
Right there.
Huh?
I said, that would be nice. There ain't too many girls that don't have a gag reflex.
No, I don't have one. That's a waste of time and effort. I mean, and I'm one of those people that giving good head causes me to climax. So I enjoy it. I feel like it's an art. And if you don't enjoy that art, then you're wasting my time and yours.
Yeah, you feel. Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you like that?
Yeah,
can't you take some time to help me get to the point that I'm trying to get to? I mean, I already broke out the toy and everything. I have. You know, and you know, one of the best things that I really enjoy is like when I have my mouth on the guy's dick and I have it all the way to the back of my throat, the one sound that I really like for the guy to make is burr, you know, because it's almost like it just makes their dick vibrate when they say that. It does. It makes it, like, vibrate on the back of my throat. That shit feels so good.
Sounds like you a freak.
I am a freak. There's nothing wrong with being a freak. Is
nah,
there something wrong with that? Huh?
No, I'm a freak from time to time. It depends on who I'm with. I'm a freak with everybody.
No, you can't freak everybody, but the body that you with, you can damn sure freak it at that time.
Yeah. Some people turn out and then you can't get rid of them. So, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, I get some crazies, but... So, you change your number and just move on. You don't ever take them to your house.
Yeah,
you
like
the whole to a hotel. That's what hotels are for. You heard me?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, how long before you're leaving to go to this game?
Well, I'm about to get dressed now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I guess what I'll do is I'll just call you back. When will you be back?
Later on tonight.
Okay, well, then I guess I will just attempt to hit you up later on tonight, okay?
Okay. But in the meantime, you call me from your cell phone or your home phone?
No, this is my work phone.
Okay.
So, I will have to hit you back. But I'll hit you back from my cell phone. How about that?
All right, do that.
All right, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.
You old nasty ass cunt. Oh, horny ass alpha. Oh, horny ass alpha. So, of course, I eat pussy. I'm 30 years old.
Yeah. And he got folks that's gay, so, I mean, I let him know, hey, if you ain't eating it, some girl will.
Oh,
oh,
you better say that.
Oh, God. Oh, man, we got some numbers from 786. I see Rob is back on, and then I see 786, 317 that I'm bringing in, too, because this is the after show. People won't be able to hear this till after the show is over, so we stopped streaming live. Hey, Rob. Hello.
It's naughty. That. What were you doing, child? Hey, I text you too. I was like, look at your text in your phone.
I couldn't.
Yeah, I know you couldn't.
She was doing a chocolate fantasy. The hell? Now we do sexual prank calls, so that's what she was doing.
See, the thing with the prank call is that, like, it's too early for that. Like, most cats, you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to catch their ass in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you gotta catch
them late
night.
Do them at night, but, you know, this show is in the middle of the day, so we had to do it then. But, you know, normally on the Tuesday and Friday show, they are done at night, late
Hell
night.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, thirsty men gonna be thirsty, but you call them bitches at 8:00 a.m., 10:00 a.m., 2:00 p.m. It don't matter. A thirsty man gonna wanna play with his dick regardless. When he hear a sexy ass voice, his dick gonna stand at attention, and it's a wrap. Only thing that's keeping y'all safe is y'all know the motherfucking number. That's the only reason y'all safe, and I ain't really trying to expose certain people right now. But trust and believe, every man that comes on top of the city has his day of reckoning.
Really?
Wait a minute. He say naughty?
Yes, naughty.
Like, ain't he related to somebody we know?
Yes, that naughty.
Lord.
That naughty.
Oh, let me shut up. Ron,
the crimes
doing?
Of other people will not be held against my naughty. No. He cannot be held accountable for other people's actions.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But blood is thicker than water.
Nah, dog.
Now he's like, the light bulb just clicked on. See, with my
right?
Heavy niggas, it takes a little longer. It takes a little longer.
I had to think about it.
And he don't even smoke weed, and it took him a while to get it.
That's a damn shame. I swear. But you know what? I can't be fucking with y'all all day. I got things to do. I got to go find me some way to relieve all this built-up nut inside of me, whether it gets licked out of me, it gets fucked out of me, it's coming out tonight. So I have to make myself beautiful and put on some clothes and go out tonight or whatever. But somebody's daughter or somebody's son is going to be a victim tonight.
Who has all the background noise?
That was Rob. You know, he in the movie theater. He probably had to run out to the bathroom. He in the stall listening. You know how Miami motherfuckers do. And he
what you trying to say?
Respond. What I'm trying to say? Miami niggas are funny and thirsty. Y'all my kind of victims.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all can't. Well, I can't say you because I haven't fucked you per se, but Miami niggas can't throw the dick. They can't eat pussy. All y'all make fucking music and spend money. Y'all make money to spend money. So I would have to say Miami niggas are good for making music, getting their paper and hustling, and being good paymasters.
So when are you going to put that on the show?
Put what on the show? Miami niggas being paymasters?
I mean, just everything you said.
I don't agree with it,
but, you know.
Okay, well, prove me wrong.
Okay.
He said that to me. Like, okay, he's telling my granddaughter, okay, I will, Grandma. Oh, my goodness. You know what, Naughty? We gonna give you a pass because we can't really fuck up your reputation in Miami. I would feel bad about that. That this country girl came down and just fucked you the hell up.
You don't have to worry about that. But that'll be a good show topic, though. I'm sure you'll get a lot of input on that.
Oh, you know what? How about next Saturday we do a show specifically for Miami motherfuckers to call in and explain why they should have the title of having good dick. I mean, y'all make good fucking music. Bitches love twerking their ass to it or whatever, but a lot of y'all can't back up what y'all saying in y'all fucking music. So, yeah, we can make this next Saturday about Miami. I mean, shit, you can recruit your homies to come in that's in the music industry and whatnot. You can even bring your brother on because he would be the first victim right along
with
you.
Nah, he can't bring his brother on. That's not allowed. That's a no-no.
Oh, that's right, because he dissed Big Meech. Oh, you might can bring Bristol ass on because I got some words from Brist, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you can bring Papa Duck.
Nah,
what's that dude?
He's not worthy either.
Oh, yeah, he's been blackballed. What's his name? Piccolo with the long-ass dreads?
Yeah, and nice. Piccolo. We could have prank called Piccolo. I have his number. Oh.
Oh, damn. And we live, though. Can't do it live.
What they got to do? We ain't live right now. Ain't nobody going to hear you till after the show. When they go back and listen to the archives, then they'll hear you. But see, if you would have called in about 3:30, 3:45, they would have heard you, but they still gonna hear you though.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody in mind.
Only thing they want here is me having my toy time right now, because neither one of y'all can hear that. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready.
Well, I know. I'm about to go get ready. Plus, I have to eat. You know, I have to feed myself so when Chica gets fed, she can be all stimulated and all, you know, yeah, I'm saying she can have her nutrition and all that good stuff. You know, you don't know nothing about that, but it's okay. I can teach you.
Okay. Show him. Teach him.
Okay.
Yeah, I teach you to do more than Dougie, motherfucker, or the stinky leg, or the cranky leg.
Hey, Doc, I need you to email me those places.
Oh, I sure will. Girl, we still got two more that you ain't even heard. So, like, all DJs, right, like, they need to get on the ball because this motherfucker ain't playing. He is not playing.
I want the caramel lips next.
You want the who?
Not the chocolate, the caramel lips, not the chocolate panties, because I don't wear panties.
The caramel lips.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He like, what the hell?
No, I'm just listening.
Listen, get an earful. Maybe you'll get an eyeful.
Okay.
If big enough, he'll get a... Oh, yeah, now, did I just say that? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you did just say that. But, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with expressing yourself.
Into that chocolate wave.
Yeah, I mean, if you ride a chocolate wave, you got to be well endowed. You know what I mean?
Want this?
Do I want this? Is that what you said?
Yeah, she wants that.
Hello?
Wanda just coming hard,
yeah,
long, and strong. She wants it. I'm just saying.
You don't have to send a picture. I got to see a picture.
Who?
You.
You.
Come on.
Now,
man.
Not
even
handsome. But that's not what she needs a picture of. Your face is not the picture she's requesting. <She's saying. laughs> Let me
see. Yeah, you know.
Very interesting.
Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Give me a pic of what you're working with.
That'll be the highlight of the day.
All right, well. I'm going to holler at y'all so I can go and resume my toy time.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to get off of here and handle my business and eat and get dressed and get the hell on because, you know, I think I might have a big date tonight.
Bye, Rob.
Rob is gone. He's going back into the movie theater. And Naughty is going to go ahead and get his thirsty homeboys together for Saturday so they can call in and pop a fleet.
Just let me know. I'll get the info off of your timeline. I'm on that, by the way. You don't even know who you're talking to when I was speaking to you.
You know what? At me right now, then I'll know who you is. Okay. Thank y'all for riding the track away. Princess Nate, go ahead and bust a good terrific nut for me with the elephant. And Naughty, touch your dick one time. And I'm getting ready to go hop in the shower and play with Chica and shave her and keep her bald.